Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March 9th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers. What are the great, peaceful, restorative solutions we have at our fingertips? As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. A quick recap of yesterday's show starts now. We had our guest on, Mr. Lowell Nelson. He's with Campaign for Liberty, doing a phenomenal job. Caleb Warnock spoke at the Highland, Utah meeting last Friday. Not only did he provide excellent gardening tips, but also the best stand-up economy her stand-up comedy, Lowell Nelson, has heard in years. I don't know if you know much about Caleb Warnock. He's a dear friend of mine, and he has a website called seedrenaissance.com, and a lot of people emailed in and called today, man, how do I get a hold of Caleb and everything? Seedrenaissance.com is how you do that, and I'm telling you right now, this guy is green thumb extraordinaire. Caleb sells some of the rarest and most important seeds in the world, specializing in year-round self-sufficient gardening for all climates. He teaches you how the ancients gardened and grew crops in the middle of the winter. I mean, it is amazing stuff. He's written a lot of books, and you can go to his actual farm and take classes of how to do some of these things. And you can see, I'm telling you, the guy grows more crops with less water in smaller spaces in all seasons than anybody you know on the planet. I mean, it is incredible. His name is Caleb Warnock. All right, we also talked about the national security state racket. Incredible article written by Jacob Hornberger. We talked about Tony Fauci and the swine flu hoax. Betrayal of trust, writes John Rappaport. We talked about experimental death rate vaccine for Israel's elderly. Listen, 40 times higher than COVID-19 deaths, folks. Summary on the 2021 Utah Legislative General Session. My headline is, thank the heavens, the reign of terror is finally over this year. 45 days of the Utah Legislative Session. We had a general coverage of that with Lowell Nelson. On Friday, he'll be breaking down that in detail. Look forward to that broadcast, would you please? Second hour yesterday, Dr. Scott Bradley with me, his collegiate series to preserve the nation, his website, freedomsrisingsun.com. And we talked about lies, fake news to the core. No gay gene, but genetics linked to same-sex behavior. It's interesting, they have that as their headline. No gay gene, no single gay gene. But they can look at your DNA and say, oh, we can, you know. Well, they don't know. As they read further, they say it's linked to same-sex attraction and behavior. But then later they say we can't predict it. We don't know. All I'm telling you is propaganda from the highest levels with an agenda to attack everything godly. God says male and female created I them, or I created me them. And now you've got government saying, we and the scientists are saying it's different now. Male and female, we got a better plan than God, says the scientists. I'm telling you right now, when they seek to counsel God, look out, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we talked then with Dr. Scott Bradley about a moral hierarchy based on God-given governing values. Incredible conversation. Check it out at lovingliberty.net in the archives. We also talked about the Senate passed Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID-19. They call it a relief bill. And it passed the House, too, but now it's going back to the House for a final vote. You're supposed to get your check in the mail pretty soon, they say. We also talked about Democrats reject Republican attempts to prevent stimulus checks from going to prisoners. So even if you're a prisoner, they're going to roll out a check to you, ladies and gentlemen. The Republicans tried to stop that. The Democrats said no. Prisoners get checks too. So I don't even know how to respond to that, but that is the recap available at libertyroundtable.com, lovingliberty.net. Donate to your heart's content, would you please? And without further ado, the good sheriff, Richard Mack, with us 2 hours on your radio. Welcome, my friend.
Hey, Sam. It's great to be with you this beautiful Tuesday morning.
All right. Today we're going to do a comparison and contrast, sir. You ready?
I'm ready.
The Capitol riot on January 6th,
yeah,
which Sheriff Mack on this radio program urged people to not attend. That is correct for the record, right, sir?
That is absolutely correctamundo.
All right. So on one hand, that's what the rioters and the insurrectionists and the, you know, whatevers are doing. FBI is the headline, seeks more Capitol rioters as arrests near 300. It's a huge article, but they say in the 2 months since the mob forced its way into the U.S. Capitol, agents in all but one of the FBI's 56 field offices have been drafted to track down those who participated in the deadly insurrection. Investigators who typically deal with cases involving drugs, child pornography, and sex crimes have taken calls from rioters, angry ex-wives, former girlfriends, employer tipsters, and they've mined tens of thousands of photos and videos. They've followed trails that rioters have left on social media, bragging about being inside the Capitol building, the Florida man toting a rostrum, or the New Hampshire man who snapped himself a selfie with a bottle of wine. They've arrested almost 300 so far. But as many, they say, as 500 remain at large. They believe that 800 entered the Capitol. 800. The riot claimed 5 lives and cost millions of dollars in damage and cleanup in the historic building. Arrests, they say, are expected to continue because of the more than 230,000 digital tips the agency has received. But the flood of arrests in the weeks after the riots has now slowed down, dropping from 175 in January to about 90 in February. They say here's what's known so far about the arrests. Most people face charges that could send them to prison from anywhere from 1 to 20 years. But their trials could be delayed for months. You want to know why?
Because they don't have enough room for them.
Because the federal system labors under the cocoa pandemic, sir.
Oh, of course.
Yes, sir. Everything is the cocoa. Don't you know that? I don't care what happens. It's the cocoa, buddy.
Yeah.
An assistant attorney said in U.S. court last week that, hey, no plea offers have been made. The FBI is now expanding its online wanted gallery with photos of more than 200 suspects, most of them wanted for physical violence against police officers and the media. By the way, I wasn't there as a media. The Bureau is sharing all this information heavily on social media, hoping that the tips from angry girlfriends and ex-wives and angry, you know, frustrated people, neighbor, can bring in the tips, baby. Dozens of other rioters, they say, have been identified. After acknowledging being in the Capitol on social media or in interviews with journalists, but they haven't been arrested. They didn't say if they will be, by the way, either. The FBI declined to talk with USA Today about its work rounding up the rioters who beat police officers and shot wasp and hairspray at them. I guess they smashed windows and plundered refrigerators. And Christopher Wray told the Senate committee March the 2nd, we're chasing down leads and we're reviewing evidence, combing through digital media to identify and arrest anyone who broke the law that day. One legal expert's not surprised by the pace of the arrest. He says, hey, you know what? Cases that actually stand up in court take time to build. It's a massive undertaking. I'm pretty impressed with how quickly they managed to round these people up already, they say, and apprehend a significant number of the insurrectionists that were in the building. Anyway, it goes on and on and on. It's a huge story. But the headline says, FBI seeks more Capitol rioters as arrests near 300. I want to make a couple of points clear about this really quick, Sheriff, and then I want to contrast this. First point that I want to make is this. Arrests don't mean convictions. So when you literally believe that 800 went into the building and you only found 300 of them after 2 months, and it's been wives that are betraying people and girlfriends and employers that are turning, you know, snitch or whatever else, I don't know how reliable those 300 arrests are, and I don't know how many of those will really even stand up in court. They say they've got 500 more, but if it's already slowing down after the first 2 months, I'm not sure they're going to get the 800 they claim that were there. I also don't have evidence, and this is where they always say they claim without evidence. They claim without evidence that 800 people were in the Capitol. I don't even know that that many were there, and I know that a lot of them that were there were peacefully there. Some of them were standing at the Capitol and got kind of pushed in by the crowd, and they did nothing. Of no harm. And so, you know what? They're up against a real battle. I don't know how many convictions they'll really get at the end of the day. But you kind of wonder how honest the FBI will be when they paint this narrative of 800 people, then they've only got 300. And then, hey, if half those cases fall apart and they, you know, convict maybe 100 or I don't know the number, you almost wonder how many of those will be just open, transparent, due process, speedy trials. And I want to get into this in a second. We'll contrast it. Just hang tight. And you don't even know what yet, do you? That's on purpose. Hang tight. We'll contrast that. But so you look at that and you go, how many of those convictions will be real? And you look at the Ammon Bundy case. And Ammon's free with nothing, no charges against him. And the FBI lied and perjured themselves. And it was so egregious, the judge just threw the case out. And the judge wasn't even friends with the conservatives. Let's talk about that in light of what's about to happen to these people at the Capitol.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Hello, TPC family. It's James, and I've got to tell you that I sleep better at night knowing that there are organizations like the Conservative Citizens Foundation. The purpose of the Conservative Citizens Foundation is to promote the principles of limited government, individual liberty, equality before the law, property rights, law and order, judicial restraint, and states' rights, while at the same time exploring the dangers posed by liberalism to our national interests and cultural institutions. The Conservative Citizens Foundation also seeks to educate the public on the dangers of extremist ideologies like critical race theory and cultural Marxism. I've worked with the good people at the Conservative Citizens Foundation for many years, and their work comes with my complete endorsement. For more information and to keep up with all the latest conservative news headlines, please check out their website, AmericaFirst.com. That's MERICA1ST.com. AmericaFirst.com.
All right, so Sheriff, I was kind of asking right before the pause. You know, the FBI claims 800 people were at the riot on January 6th that actually breached the Capitol. There were, and I don't know how many. This is what's interesting. They don't even tell me how many were at the peaceful rally, and they don't tell how many people went to the Capitol but did not breach the Capitol. And they also don't give us kind of any number of how many literally people would be criminals, even if they did go into the Capitol. That's not denoting criminal activity. And so I bring all this up because, you know what, the FBI, once they go out into the media and make such big, bold statements about insurrectionists and everything else, they have got to get arrests and they've got to make them stick to be have their credibility intact. But if you look at the Ammon Bundy case, they literally lied and perjured themselves and they got caught withholding exculpatory evidence and everything else to the point where, I don't know what to say about this, Sheriff, and I'm not defending anybody who's committed any crimes. I'm not defending them at all. But I am kind of saying my trust level is, dropped big time for any honest, fair, speedy trials. Sheriff?
No, I totally agree with you there. It looks impossible, and it's alarming that they're not offering what they offer every single time, and you already alluded to it, that they're not offering any plea deals, which means what? They sit in jail longer.
And it means that they're going to wait longer till the plea deals come at the very last second. So they're doing this on purpose to create kind of a, to some degree, a torture factor.
It is. Just the same thing that they did to the Bundys. Just we'll just leave you in there waiting for trial. And it was the idiot judge that later on dismissed the whole thing because she really had no choice because the evidence was clear. I mean, she could have ignored the evidence, you know, but that would have made an appeal to an appellate court obvious and then make her look bad, which she didn't need anybody's help to look bad. She was horrible. But she did finally do the right thing and threw the whole case out. And because of the lies and distortions and withholding exculpatory evidence and even worse, you know, and so when the investigators do that, how do we trust them ever again? And I've said this on your show before, and I'll say it again. I disagree with Sean Hannity that the rank and file of the FBI are all good people and trustworthy, but it's the hierarchy. No. The hierarchy has bled down to all levels of the FBI, and the FBI is not trustworthy anymore. We should have got rid of them a long time ago, and it's just something that is indicative of the ubiquitous pandemic of corruption that we have in Washington, D.C.
All right, I bring that up. We're not defending any criminal activity of any kind, ladies and gentlemen.
No, let me add something to that right there.
Sure, please.
Okay, so we have all this propaganda and some of it being put out by the FBI that the people who breached the U.S. Capitol and broke in and went in illegally, whether they broke in or whether they just went in, all of it's a trespass. All of it. Okay, there's a criminal charge there. That's a very minor charge, and it looks like the people that they're holding, and that guy with the horns, I can't remember his name, but anyway, he's from Arizona, and he has to get out. And the judge literally said the same thing that he said about Sam Girod. We're not going to... Are you there, Sam?
Yes, sir, we can hear you perfect. Go ahead. We're
okay,
not going
to... I'm sorry. I heard,
no, you're perfect.
I heard the phone ring. Maybe it was on my end. But anyway, they won't let him out. And why? Because he hasn't shown any remorse. The same reason that Sam Girod got 6 years, because he didn't show any remorse. Judges using that as a criteria to keep people in jail or give them more sentences is so arrogant and is so kingshipy-ish. I'm the king here. This is my courtroom. And you didn't bow down before me and apologize and kiss my ring. That has nothing to do with whether a person deserves to be in jail. And these judges are so out of control. And again, I'm going to say it again, Sam, the ubiquitous pandemic of corruption that we have in Washington, D.C. And it's going nationwide. Let's be real about that. And so let me ask you a couple of questions. So they were saying all this stuff about how horrible these people, violent, gun-toting, all these people. How many guns did they confiscate from people?
None.
Who breached?
None.
Okay, how many shots were fired?
By the government, they killed a poor veteran lady. I get that she was going through a window and she probably shouldn't have been, or
right,
whatever else. And I'm not defending that act, by the way. Don't misunderstand me. But death isn't the penalty, with no trial or anything else. And so the only guns that I know that were present, and the only people that murdered somebody, are the Capitol Police.
Right. And
by the way, in the Ammon Bundy Lavoie Finicum scenario, too, the only person that got murdered was the government shooting Lavoie Finicum.
Lavoie Finicum, yeah. And they shot several others, and it looked like they were trying to kill everybody in the van.
And the only one in the Randy Weaver case, really, that got murdered at first, was Vicky Weaver holding a baby in her arms when she was unarmed. She was murdered by Lon Horiuchi, the sharpshooter, by, again, the government murdered an innocent unarmed citizen. So, I mean, we can go on and on and on with this reality check.
Yeah, again, FBI, FBI, FBI. And well, at the U.S. Capitol, it was a state police. It was a Capitol police. And so you have one shot fired, and all the attention is on the trespassers, which I am not excusing either. I agree totally with you. If anybody committed a crime, they should be prosecuted. But these should have been cite and release, most of them. Most of them should have been cite and release. And so, because that's such an innocuous charge.
Well, and here's the problem that I have with the fake news, in bed with government, in bed with the FBI, in bed with the media on all this thing. How many people went to Washington on that day?
About a million.
Okay. How many people were at the peaceful rally?
About a million.
How many people went home after the rally doing nothing?
About 90%.
Okay. How many people were at the rally, that went from the rally to the Capitol but did not breach the Capitol building?
About 99%.
All right. How many people went in and breached the Capitol building? And I'm not dismissing their trespassing if they shouldn't have been there. Okay. I don't know. All I know is several people have told me personally they got pushed inside and they did nothing. They didn't break anything or do any damage or anything else.
Or the cops let them in.
Or the cops let them in or whatever else. And so I'm not defending that trespassing because it's against the law also. But I am saying to call that an insurrection, even if you went in, is not right. Now, how many people really were there that literally shot and fought and assaulted people, whatever, and or literally destroyed property? And the answer is we don't know. Right now they have 300 that they've got as arrested suspects. The other 500 they claim, they can't even find. So I'm not really sure how you say, this guy's a suspect, we can't find him, we hope a cheating girlfriend or a cheating, whatever, angry somebody reports them. Hey, employer tipster, please help me. Here's their wanted poster. They're wanted because we thought they did bad things. And I'm not against trying to find the criminals, but I have a little bit of a problem with this dragnet idea that, you know what, we're going to just go by hook or by crook. We're going to turn over every stone and ask, you know, the girlfriend you had in seventh grade if you drew pictures of guns or what. What I mean is they're getting insane, and this is being displayed to the whole country as if Trump supporters, which I don't even know how many of them are really Trump supporters, but then that this whole group, I mean, the whole day was nothing but a radical, crazy riot, and it's not even close to factual.
No.
Not even close
to
factual.
No. And hardly anything has even bordered the truth. There's nothing. There's so much there that has been aggrandized by the media. I mean, and you just said it. They're saying this was an insurrection. It was a trespass. And I want them to charge everybody inside there with insurrection. I want that charge to go on every single person. And you know what? That's another thing about the media that absolutely infuriates me and the federal government law enforcement people. When they're wrong, you never get an apology.
An admission or making the wrongs whole. Ammon Bundy sat in prison for 2 years. For what?
Show me his apology. Show me the apology of anyone saying, yes, we blew it. And we actually committed the real crime here.
All they did was kill his friend, Lavoie Finicum, my friend too. And then all they did was they tased his attorney in court. That's all they did.
Oh my gosh, they should have been charged. They never were charged with that either.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll come back. I'll give you a quick final summary of this side of the comparison and contrast. And I'll give you a hint of the other side. It's what we're doing. In contrast to what we suggested people should not do. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On Wednesday, the U.S. House of Representatives will take up the Senate version of the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. Now that it has passed the Senate, it must be approved again by the House before it can make its way to Biden's desk and sign into law. Mexican migration officials on Sunday reportedly shut down a border camp for Central American migrants, sending most of the 800 residents to the United States, regardless of COVID-19 infection status. As of Saturday, 185 of the 1,500 migrants tested positive for the coronavirus at the Brownsville Central Bus Station in Texas. President Joe Biden was sued by 12 states over a climate change-related executive order, saying it has the potential to severely affect states' economies. State attorney generals from Arkansas, Arizona, Indiana, Kansas, Montana, Nebraska, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Utah joined a lawsuit filed by Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt. USA Radio News.
It's happened. Since Election Day, more than 5 million people have downloaded the free Newsmax TV app from their smartphone store. It takes seconds, and with the free app, you can watch Newsmax TV right away. Most cable news channels require a paid subscription, not Newsmax. You get real news whenever you want. At home, Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems, and it's free on OTT devices, your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and Roku, YouTube, Zumo, and Pluto. Now, the free smartphone app lets you watch Newsmax easily wherever you are. So check Newsmax.com online for breaking headlines. Then go to the Newsmax TV app to watch the latest news with Sebastian Gorka, Dick Morris, Greg Kelly, Diamond and Silk, Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and so much more. Newsmax is already the fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. Everyone is watching Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
More details were released Monday by the CDC on folks that have been vaccinated. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The CDC says fully vaccinated individuals can take part in small gatherings indoors with others who have been fully vaccinated. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says they can do so without face masks or social distancing. Dr. Walensky also saying if someone is fully vaccinated, they can then be around someone who's at low risk regarding coronavirus. Which is big news, according to Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel.
That means grandma can come and visit their grandchildren who, if grandma's vaccinated, if grandma's fully vaccinated, right, and grandchildren are low-risk groups, they can come without a mask and distancing. That wasn't on the table before.
That audio courtesy of Fox News.
72 million vaccine doses have been administered, reaching 14.6% of the total U.S. population. USA Radio News.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Sam Bushman, and I'm questioning the narrative for the mainstream press in bed with the FBI and the government in general. Where's the constitutional Republicans standing up for the truth? Where's the people going to back President Trump? They claim Trump supporters committed an insurrection at the Capitol on January 6th. I say that's an absolute, without evidence, fabrication. I'm telling you, it's criminal. Because there was probably a million people at the peaceful rally. Most went home. There might have been 100,000 people that went to the Capitol. Most stayed outside and prayed. A few went into the Capitol. But I'm telling you right now, I don't know the numbers because they don't publish the numbers. I see that, oh my gosh, 300 got arrested. By the way, just so you know, it's 275. But when it's 275, they say almost 300, you see. And then they say, well, there's 500 more we're trying to catch. But they say, well, we can't really get them unless some hateful, spiteful divorces and ex-girlfriends and, you know, companies that decide to play snitch, tipster, etc. Hopefully those people will come to the table and give us the other 500 we want. And I look at that and I go, this dragnet approach has never been done that I can see in American history ever. Certainly not in my lifetime. Not that kind of a dragnet. Nationwide? For what? For going into the Capitol? For breaching the Capitol? For committing violence? For what? Well, the dead lady is one of the 800, isn't she, that the government shot? The veteran? Okay, she's not here to find, is she? Okay, the only person that's really been killed that we have evidence for. We also heard up front, hey, this cop, he got beat up, you know, got beat up there. But it turns out it wasn't even true. They lied about that, or they got mixed up. I don't know what the case is, but, right? Okay, he got hit by a fire extinguisher, and that's how he died. And then the people with the evidence come back and go, that's not what happened. And the cops say, yes, it is. And they go, no, it's not. And now there's a big old debate. And so the New York Times had to recant their story, ladies and gentlemen. We documented that. Okay, now you look at Ammon Bundy, and he went to prison for 2 years, guilty of nothing. They didn't apologize to him. They literally tased his attorney when he won in court. And now the poor attorney's dead. That's a whole nother topic. I digress, except to say, Sheriff, they're lying. And I wonder if we could sue the media and sue the government for their lies. When you literally have a million people go to somewhere and peacefully leave and 100,000 go to another location from that original location, and then you literally have, they claim up to 800, but they don't have any evidence of that at all. They've got 275 people. Most of those people will probably get off. There will be a few that will get have the book thrown at them. But how many will get a speedy trial? How many will get the ability to subpoena all the evidence? How many will get due process completely? How many people will get a jury of their peers that can really fairly assess this thing? When you look at it, how many people will get a fair shake from the FBI? And if you look at the Ammon Bundy case, or the Randy Weaver case, or the Lavoie Finicum case, or I could go on and on and on, the David Koresh case, or I don't have any faith, Sheriff. And even if they get a conviction, I won't believe the conviction is real or fair or honorable or true, even though I'm for prosecuting those who are responsible. I'm not confident we'll see justice at all.
I mean, to be honest with you, this should have been really easy. They should have been cited, those who just simply committed trespass. Or, you know, okay, charge them with insurrection, but that's not going anywhere in court. Come on. You know, you can be just so stupid on all of that and be part of the propaganda scheme and the brainwashing. But that's not, when it comes right down to it, you got to have evidence.
If you're big media and you have that much influence over the nation, and or you're in bed with government, FBI, whatever else, and you're peddling that,
yeah,
there needs to be counter lawsuits. Somebody needs to stop that.
Yeah, and it will happen. There's going to be lots of suits on this. And but astonishingly enough, the people that went inside, were some of them, their intent was simply to go inside. That was it. They were, the lady that got shot, all her intent was, that we know of, was to go inside. It wasn't to destroy property. Now, the ones who started destroying property and taking things, they're going to get with burglary or criminal mischief or destruction of public property or, you know, maybe all of those charges. But the people who just walked inside, they're not going to be able to get anything more than trespass. And that should have been a cite and release deal. And if it were me, I'd go pay the fine, say guilty, goodbye, okay, see ya, because I would not care that I had a simple trespass charge.
If you're going to do that, though, you know, Joe Biden went into the Capitol building and got arrested. You know that, right?
No.
You don't know that?
No.
Oh, come on. You got to know this. Joe Biden went into the Capitol building and got arrested for it.
When?
Well, he went on a TV show to talk about it. Here's Joe.
What was that like, walking into the great Senate chamber at 29 years old?
You know, I walked in when I was 21, and I got arrested. It was a Saturday. I was down visiting some friends at Georgetown University, and I came up on a Saturday morning because I was fascinated with the Senate. And they had a Saturday session. I walked up those days, no guards stopping everywhere, and they just got out of session. I walked in the back. All of a sudden, I found myself in the chamber, and I was stunned. I walked up, sat down, the presiding officer's seat. Guy grabbed me by the shoulder, said, "You're under arrest."
There you have it. He admits it. I think it's Johnny Carson or something. Anyway, it's a recent admission, but it happened when he was 21, so that's quite a while ago. He's a pretty old dude now. But nevertheless, are they going to charge him with insurrection, sir?
They should. And whether there's statutes of limitations on his charge or not, they should just charge it. And
is there a statute of limitations on insurrection, sir?
I certainly hope not. That should be a forever charge.
Yeah. Now, the other interesting thing is this. So I agree with you, hey, catch and release or whatever else. I would submit to you that many people who got pushed into there, some people say they didn't even go on their own choice. They were pushed in or invited in by the cops. And in those cases, I don't see how you say they trespassed.
No. If they were given permission to go in, It's not a trespass.
Or what if they were pushed in? You know, when you get a crowd and stuff, I've been in crowds. It's hard to stop if a bunch of people are, you know.
Yeah. They're going to have a hard time proving that was criminal intent.
So anyway, at the end of the day, I don't know how many people are going to really arrest and really charge with serious crimes of any kind. Even those crimes that I hear, though, violence, beating up a cop, that's not insurrection. It's stupid. It's criminal. You should do time for it. I'm not defending it. But I can't go there that it's insurrection. Can you?
No. It's definitely assault and battery and maybe assault on an officer, with whatever it is. Fine. Get charged with it. But they need to be, their due process rights need to be respected. And, you know, I'm just so fed up with federal officers believing they don't have to go by the rules. And that's the reason the CSPOA exists, because there is just no other solution or answer. Anybody right now listening to this program and see what's going on, think that there's justice possible in Washington, D.C.? Do you think there's anything but corruption in Washington, D.C.? You know, what? Absolutely a joke.
But the guy that believes in Donald Trump, that finds himself at the Capitol, finds himself at the front of the line, cops invite him into the Capitol, he's like, sure, I'll go in and see if I can talk to somebody and see if they'll investigate vote fraud. That'll be good. That's what I'm here for. So they roll into the Capitol, and now they're an insurrectionist? Sheriff, I can't highlight the dishonesty of the narrative they're painting more than I am. I mean,
and you want one more contrast. Look at the illegal alien, what was about 3 years ago in San Francisco, who shot and killed a woman, and they wouldn't even prosecute him? Not even for manslaughter.
Joe's letting illegals cross our border into the United States and helping with government funds, our taxpayer dollars, distribute them across America, depositing them into safe zones, or whatever you want to call it. And at the same time, the guy that found himself in the Capitol, or the gal, or whatever, is an insurrectionist?
Yeah. And not only that, they really care about the COVID-19, and they want us all to be forced to wear masks and shut down and stop traveling and go, don't go to church and stay home and all this other crap. But yet they're letting people in who have not been tested, who have absolutely...
And who don't have masks, right?
And, well, some of them do. They're trying to show that so they can get in.
But I'm telling you, the majority do not have masks. There's no way they can't even afford food or anything else. They're destitute.
Yeah.
And the only way they'd get masks is if government supplies the masks.
Well, yeah, and I think that's happening. But regardless, it is such a zenith of hypocrisy. And, you know, and then, of course, Nancy Pelosi using taxpayer dollars to aggrandize the insurrection that they say was an insurrection. So they now are locking down the Capitol, putting a prison-type fence with Constantine wire all around it, and making the Capitol look like a prison. And then keeping all the National Guardsmen there, absolutely ridiculous, standing around doing nothing. Oh, my gosh.
Well, even Mr. Ray, the whatever attorney general and everything else, had to admit that they gave all kinds of warnings that this might happen, that some bad guys were intending to take advantage of a good event. And he admitted to it that multiple warnings were given, but none of them made it to the right people. Intentionally blocked. He literally admitted that. Quick pause. Richard Mack, the good sheriff, CSPOA.org, on your radio.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosertify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense, as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be. They would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So all I'm telling you is that I have a problem with this idea. I mean, if I give a speech and I'm Donald Trump, President of the United States, mind you, and I say, hey, I think there might be some vote fraud, and I need you guys to go to the Capitol peacefully, patriotically, and let them know that I want you to look into this. And a million people are at the event, and 100,000 go to the Capitol, so 10% follow my direction. But then 275 are arrested so far for maybe criminal activity. Time will tell. They're innocent until proven guilty. They're looking for 500 more, but even if you take the total of 800, let's even round it off to 1,000 because we're just, like, forgiving as could be. A million down to 100,000, down to 1,000, Sheriff. What percent is that?
I have no idea.
Okay. But I don't know the number, and it doesn't matter. That isn't the point. The point is it's a minute amount. And when you take that 1,000 and how many are really going to be prosecuted at the end of the day, and then your narrative is that there was an insurrection, I don't even think the worst of them, who maybe committed violence and destroyed private property, I don't think you can call them an insurrectionist.
No, I don't either.
You don't have any evidence they were trying to overthrow the government.
Right.
Now, were they involved in stupid acts? Yes.
Oh,
should
yeah.
they be prosecuted? Without a doubt. Don't misunderstand me. But insurrection? And then blaming it on President Trump for inciting an insurrection? When a million people went, 90% didn't even go to the Capitol at all. The ones that went, 90% of those people or more were peaceful. I mean, the amount of the people that committed any crimes, they're not insurrectionists. But how can you incite an insurrection that didn't happen? And then furthermore, on top of that, how do you blame the President Trump for this? When there's no charges against him, but yet the narrative that he created an insurrection sticks, even though the House tried to impeach him, they used as part of their evidence that this guy got beat up and killed this cop, and it turned out to be false narrative. That was at the trial. They
right.
literally used false information at the trial. He gets impeached in the House without any really witnesses, and then the Senate dismisses it. But we still say over and over and over that he incited a insurrection, and that it's an insurrection happened, that if you stand against that narrative, you must be part of the insurrection, Sheriff.
Yeah, they tried to make me part of it.
Well, they're insane. Neither of us were ever part of it. Ever.
And I think, in fact, I think they're still trying to.
And if
that's
you,
what the Washington Post is about.
And if you want to prove this and go backwards, even the Ammon Bundy event, where Ammon Bundy got charged with, you got to say it, a big old nothing. And we stood against going into the Malheur Wildlife Refuge and wrote a press release against it and saying, don't go there either. Now, I fast forward. Richard Mack on this program said, do not go into the Capitol. Don't do it. It's not wise to go. We don't think it'll go well. So Richard had that intel. But Mr. Ray, the attorney general, said, well, golly, some people got the info, but it didn't get widely disseminated. Somehow it got stopped. There was a colossal cluster. And we're so sorry. Is that even possible, Sheriff?
That's so baloney. It's not even funny. What a liar. No.
Okay. And I agree, because if Liberty Roundtable Live can get the skinny and be accurate, can't the FBI? And if they can't, then maybe we need to get rid of all of them, Sheriff. If Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam Bushman, a single-handedly syndicated talk show host, And the good sheriff, a former retired sheriff and a Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association president. If we can get it right on the radio, and the FBI says, golly, we just couldn't get that one right, don't they train and plan for these kind of things, Sheriff? Isn't that what the Capitol Police's whole job is?
Yep, that's it.
And how many people do they have on staff? Hundreds?
I thought it was thousands. I thought it was 2,000 or 3,000.
Yeah, I'm just underestimating to make a joke a little bit. So thousands can't get it right, but good old Sam and Richie can get it squared away and know what's going on and advise against it. And then they're trying to somehow throw the lasso around us that we were involved in it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mean to be rude, but you would laugh if it wasn't so serious.
It is, Sam. And the I'm telling you, the corruption there just keeps me so frustrated, and nobody will do anything about it. And oh my gosh, and I'm telling you, the head of that is that little dainty little old lady named Nancy Pelosi, and she is such a farce. And I really do believe that they should be sued and a criminal investigation. But who would you get to trust a criminal federal investigation at this point? The only one I think that I could trust is get a bunch of sheriffs together and start, maybe 10 sheriffs to start investigating. Maybe we can get former sheriffs. Maybe we can get Sheriff Clark to lead the way on this. I'm telling you, I really do believe this is the greatest fraud perpetrated on the American people. It wasn't the fraudulent election. Those have happened before many times. Over the past 100 years.
And that doesn't dismiss the fraud that have taken place in any of the cases.
No, I don't either. But I think the greatest fraud is not the illegal election, but the fraud that the Democrat Party and all of the people who are covering up for Joe Biden to be president, for whatever reason they wanted him to be president, maybe so they could control and get Kamala Harris in, I don't know. There's a lot of subterfuge behind that. But I think it's the greatest fraud. Jill Biden should be charged. She's a liar. She's protected him illegally. And I need to remember who the president was. Was it Wilson's wife or Coolidge's wife, one of them? He was so sick he couldn't be president. She literally took over and then claimed that he was still president. But she literally became the president. Pragmatically speaking, she was never elected, and it almost seems like that's what Jill Biden is doing. But regardless, Nancy Pelosi knows it's a fraud. Everybody working in the White House knows it's a fraud. Everybody on his campaign knows it's a fraud. The Democratic Committee knows it's a fraud, and it's so, again, corrupt that you can't even get past it, and it's so tyrannical that nobody wants to talk about it.
But, Sheriff, I get that you can include a lot of people, at least in the fraud, okay?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people that have foolishly made statements and done things that kind of make you go, okay, I can kind of get, I don't agree that they're guilty. I just can kind of understand how that could be manipulated against them. I don't even see how this could be manipulated against us, though. Every single day on the radio, I say we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration. I say it every hour to the point where it's probably obnoxious.
Yet the Washington Post is still at our conference and still issuing FOIAs for any sheriff that's ever had anything to do with this.
And I walked up to the Washington Post at our event, which we'll get to next hour, by the way. That's the contrast. While they were creating an insurrection and blaming it on innocence, mm-hmm. Richard Mack, Sam Bushman, and a few others were working on our event, which the whole next hour will be dedicated to that in contrast, by the way.
Yeah, so there's a great ready. Contrast.
Be ready, ladies and gentlemen, for that, because it's coming up next hour. But all I'm telling you is, and I've been the guy every hour to the point of being obnoxious, saying, you know what, we stand for the peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. It's about the rule of law. It's about the Constitution. President Trump spent the last 2 years telling you about law and order, about peaceful behavior, about, okay, this idea is insane, and they're trying to rope me and Richard Mack into it. Both of us said don't go to the Mount Hare Wildlife Refuge.
Yeah,
both of us had the opportunity to go in on the inside and be rock stars, if you will.
And Sam, you want another contrast? You want another hypocrisy? How is it that Joe Biden, who's not mentally capable of doing this, how is it that he was able to invade, was it Syria, where he just went and bombed Syria?
Yes, sir.
How is it that he was able to do that without provocation and without involving Congress or even getting permission, you know, and yet he completely gets a free ride on that, too?
Well,
why
I
are they not
Congress,
investigating
I
that?
Thought Congress needed to authorize that.
They do have to.
And it's because we've been given too much power to the president. No one's challenged his power.
Nobody even knows why he did it.
Right? You don't need to know why, my friend.
Well, he doesn't know either.
He doesn't need to know why.
Oh, man, no kidding.
Why would you think he needs to know why? Anyway, I contrast this, though, to say, what more can we do to show we're not part of this? We write a press release against the Mount Hero Wildlife Refuge. We say don't go to the U.S. Capitol. We tell you to peacefully join organizations that are making a difference. We reject revolution and stand for peaceful restoration. We literally uphold the rule of law. Sheriff has spent 20 years as a peace officer. He documents how he started out as just an average police officer that didn't know what was going on. And over time, he got educated about his oath of office, about how to de-escalate situations. If you want proof of his de-escalation capabilities, there's many people back in the day when he was sheriff that thought that they were going to get beat up by him and his deputies, etc. And they were shocked how peaceful and kind the sheriff was. They even tell a story about the sheriff carrying a girl with a sprained ankle down from a mountain. And these people were supposedly the people that were going to get all beat up. You contrast the sheriff's life and his behavior as a law enforcement official for 20 years. You compare and contrast Liberty Roundtable Live peacefully advocating for solutions in America. They tried to at CNN say that I was a racist. I pushed back. And even the Trump administration, through Hope Hicks, said that it was a peaceful, constitutional talk show to build America and strengthen America, which is true. But you look at all this and you go, what on earth? How can they even consider us as part of it in light of the facts? I mean, all I'd have to do is go to court and show the press release where we rejected going into the Mount Hero Wildlife Refuge to make the point I could have been the star media personnel inside.
Yeah,
I intentionally said, I'm not interested in that. That's crazy. I'm not doing it. Richard, you were in the car with us while we turned around and decided not to go. We were all unified on that, right?
We were literally driving to it and turned around and went away.
Because we felt like something's wrong here. We went to a peaceful rally and gave the Hammonds a hug on their porch and sang Amazing Grace to them. That was our intent when we went to the event in the first place. So how many people in this Capitol riot scenario were intending to go peacefully like we were, Sheriff, finding out when it's too late, if you will, that, well, wait a minute, it was a lot different, who may not have been, I don't know what you want to say, conscientious enough or cognizant enough to turn around and run when they had the chance. But, and some would say we're cowards for leaving. I would say, though, that it shows and demonstrates our true intent.
Yeah. And Sam, we took heat for that. And to be honest,
they said we were sunshine patriots and everything else, right?
Oh, it was worse than that. But yeah. And
well, just death threats. I don't know how worse you want to
yeah,
get. I was trying to be nice. You're right. It was way worse than that.
Yes.
I mean, they literally said we were betrayers. They literally
traitors.
Said death threats to us, called us traitors and betrayers and everything else. I mean, it didn't end. Now, I was polite and just told everybody on the radio that, hey, they said we were sunshine patriots. You're right. It was way worse than that. But it demonstrates we didn't buckle to the patriot community either. We said, no, we think we're right on this one. We're sorry you feel differently than we do. But let's be civil, and you know what? We have the right to think as we do. We're not downing Ammon Bundy. He has every right to think and what he likes, and he has every right to do what he feels is best as well. And we support him in that, even though we may disagree with his tactics. We are very appropriate, transparent, and clear. All right, next hour, here's the setup. While they were rioting and pillaging and plundering the very few that wanted to betray the innocent, the masses, and while the mainstream press was gearing up to tell the biggest lie in history, in bed with the FBI and government to create a dragnet propaganda agenda attack Operation Patriots is what I would call it. While that was happening, we're going to tell you next hour what we were preparing for and what we did and how it went. How's that? It's all with the CSPOA, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Become a lifetime member today, CSPOA.org. God save the Republic of the United States of America.